I'm here to be an all-time great.
You're now rocking with the best.
Purple and yellow.
The Lakers repeat back-to-back.
Oh, he's smoking hot.
The latest Laker news.
Another great Showtime feed.
The greatest Laker show.
This is going to be legendary for a long time.
Lakers all day.
Go Lakers.
This is the first episode, man. I'm excited, man. What you think, man? You ready to get this thing started?
I'm ready, man. Let's go.
Yeah, man. It's first time doing this Laker now, man. So what are your thoughts about the – did you see the playoff standings, the new ones?
Yeah, I did. I'm kind of more leaning so to the part where we're the seeding as it where it is right now, if they can just stay the way they are. I'm not really interested in some kind of reseeding program or some kind of play-in scenario. I kind of like the fact that where they finished the season at in March, I kind of wanted to keep it that way just because we already are in a good position now. And as it stands, we would possibly be playing Memphis. But if we did some kind of play-in format, that would give a leeway for a team like Portland, which would be dangerous to our efforts in the first round. I don't want to have a hard first round. I feel like the Lakers will probably be up for the test. I'm not really sold on their offense, particularly because, like we talked about in previous podcasts, they don't particularly shoot the three ball well. And I feel like Damian Lillard of the Portland Trailblazers could possibly bury us himself behind that 3-point.
Yeah, I agree. But To be honest, man, whatever playoff format they do, the 2-15, because that's what's been talked about. It would be like a college type playoff format. The Lakers would be number two seed and would play Brooklyn in the first round. And then Giannis's team would play Orlando. It would be 1 versus 16. And it's just crazy today, man. Like, I don't get it. You know, I just don't get it at the end of the day. Like, why they got to change it? Just keep it how it is and keep it pushing. 1 through 8, you know, none of this. I don't want them to change it. You know, just keep how it is, 7-game series, and let's go get this championship.
Yeah, that's the same way with me. I feel like whatever team that they're trying to play in, like I would rather Cleveland, but the Clippers to get one of those harder teams than the Lakers, because I feel like right now we're at a good position, and I feel like we control our own destiny. But I feel like we're gonna have to start over from scratch, like everybody else, if we have some kind of play-in type of scenario. I didn't really like that one. I like the fact that if they have their seeding, like if you was number one when the season ended, you know, you remain number one, or you number two, this is your seeding. Like, it should remain like that. And then I'm for them, you know, probably having the late start in July. I think that'll be good. I think that'll give them enough time to, you know, finally guys to get together, get their legs back under them, and get back in the rhythm of playing basketball again.
Yeah, me too, man. But we got a big week. Friday could be the potential of Adam Silver announcing the decision, man. It's getting closer and closer and closer each time. Each day I send you news, it's always something positive about the NBA coming back. Every time there's small steps, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see like how this is all going to play out, because we haven't been this long without basketball in, you know, a long time. Like, that's never been like that. This is unprecedented times that we're in right now.
Yeah, it is, man. It's crazy. And I feel like the Lakers should just do everything they can to get the season back, because next year is going to be a tough battle. Warriors are going to be healthy. Golden State's going to have assets to trade. They're going to get maybe get the number one pick. So Lakers have to be like, okay, if the Warriors are going to do good next year, we got to win it now. Because if the Warriors get somebody in the number one pick, or they trade for somebody, let's say Karl Anthony Towns, it's going to be scary. And I'm being real. That's how I feel.
I feel like the Warriors have pretty much had their time. I'm not really sold on them organizationally at all anymore, like I used to be. I'm not afraid of them anymore. I feel like they had their time. It's the Lakers' time. I think we have all the momentum. I think the next season we're gonna have more attraction when it comes to free agency, because I feel like if we sign Anthony Davis, it's gonna attract more free agents, because he's a generational talent. It just really depends on how the playoffs look. If we can attract more big name free agents,
Lakers gonna attract big time free agents, and everybody's talking about AD's going to Chicago. I'm going to put this here on first sheet. Nobody told me anything. I don't got any breaking news, but AD is not going to leave Los Angeles Lakers. Why would he leave an historic franchise with championship experience, championship pedigree to go to the Bulls? Like, come on now. If AD goes that, then it's more about him playing for his hometown, which is understandable. But if you want to go, if you leave LeBron to go play with Zach LaVine and Markkanen, then that means your mindset's not to be a champion. That's how I look at it. You know what I mean?
How many guys actually that really actually are serious about winning if they want to go back to their hometown? Because if that was the case, KD would have went to the Washington Wizards because he's from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did not want to go back to Washington whatsoever. And then, ironically, his old coach from Oklahoma coaches the Wizards, Scott Brooks.
Yeah, yeah.
So Scott Brooks has some familiarity with the offense if he wanted to go and play for Washington. But KD wants to win a championship. KD wants to write his own destiny. And I feel like AD, the reason why he went to LA is to finally taste that championship and finally get that experience and play with a generational talent like LeBron James, you know, and build a legacy. He won't build a legacy in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Stay with the Lakers, AD. If you're listening to this or you're watching this, man, stay with the Lakers. Be part of greatness. You know what I mean? I don't want to lose you, man. Like, for real. Like, to be honest, if AD leaves and goes to Chicago, I'm going to ask you this. Let's hypothetically AD leaves, right? Do you call people or call LeBron's agent and say, we tried it, it didn't work, it's time to trade LeBron?
Well, they have the same agent.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Paul is the same agent.
Okay, Rich Paul,
the same exact agent.
But if you're the Lakers, do you call Rich Paul? I'm like, man, we tried it. AD went to Chicago. We're going to be looking to trade LeBron. So what team does he want to go to? We'll do everything in our power to get him there. You know, like, that's a possibility that might happen, you know?
LeBron already said that he's a Laker.
Yeah,
he's going to finish a career in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
He's on record saying that.
Yeah.
He said on national TV that, I got you, Kobe. I'm going to carry your legacy. How is he going to do that somewhere else?
You never know. It's the NBA. Anything crazy can happen, man. I've seen stuff happen that you don't expect to happen, man. It's the NBA. It's a business, too. But that was just hypothetically, man, because if AD leaves, I'm going to be pissed. That's all I have to say.
LeBron will never be welcome back in Staples again if he ever did some shit like that, man.
Hey, I agree, you know? Like, if LeBron dips out, like, I don't know. There's a possibility because this Lakers season right here, I feel like it's going to be the most craziest. Like, if we win it this year, it's going to be bittersweet, man. Bittersweet, man. I'm going to be going to the parade once the Lakers win the title. That's how confident I am.
Yeah, we're definitely going to win the title. I think for sure we're going to actually win the title. But I'm just trying to figure out the path of what it's going to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think they should just keep it how it is, Corey. The 1-8, you know, maybe play like 10 games and then – it is what it is. Play 10 games. It doesn't count anything. Start the playoffs. You know what I mean? I want the playoffs to start. I'm excited. And I have a feeling at the end of the day, once it hits Friday the 29th, Amp Silver's going to announce it. And I'm going to be going live on my other channel, Big Baby Jonathan Sports Podcast, at 6:30 on Fridays now.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I can't wait to see what Adam Silver does announce. Of course, we're waiting.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's getting the same information from the same sources, so no one has the upper hand on what information is being put out.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the same exact thing from all the reports and all the analysts, you know, Woj, Shams, everybody's got the same report. So
yeah,
we're just waiting on that final say-so from Adam Silver. And once we get that, then we'll know for sure what we're going to be looking at.
Yeah, I know you sent me an article saying NBA's officially coming back, and I read it. I'm okay. I see a lot of articles about it's coming back. But once Adam Silver makes a statement, then that's when we could get juiced and excited. I feel like once we get excited, like if let's say in the morning, I don't care how early it is, if it's 7 in the morning, 8, 9, 10, all the way throughout the day, if NBA says come back, I'm getting on the live stream. I have to.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely have to do something.
Yeah.
Like, we have to do a special broadcast right then because it's been way too long, man. It's been
too long. I got my Laker flag ready to go and everything. I even bought some champagne. You know, during the weekend. Yeah, it's like a little one you put on the car. That kind.
Yeah.
I'll bring that out and say, let's go Lakers. You know, baseball's potentially coming back, NFL. So it's sports are starting to come back here in in Los Angeles County, they started to open up retail stores with new guidelines in the retail store. You know, so it's things are starting to open up slowly but surely, you know?
Yeah, the only thing that I'm more because there is a concern, a level of concern, just because I want to see how it's going to look as far as like how this this remote site is going to be for the players.
Yeah.
Safety is a concern. You know, I don't want to sit here and say that I'm being selfish about wanting sports back and not knowing how we're going to get sports back. So I like how they're like taking their time and not rushing out there and possibly, you know, fall and, you know, skin their knees on potential blowback from not taking everything serious, not being able to control the environment, how, you know, protecting the players and things like that. So I really, really want to know exactly what measure they're going to take to be able to have players in the stadium sharing the same basketball, you know, being around each other as close. Because, you know, basketball is really, really a close sport. You know, things, you know, can happen even though they're not going to have fans in the stands. But still, you know, I just want to know exactly how they're going to go about doing this. I did hear about the testing. I think you sent me something about how they're going to be testing them. I just want to see how it's going to play out. So I'm excited, man, because, you know, this is the first, you know, bit of breaking news that we can actually, you know, see that there's progress moving behind it.
Yeah, there's progress moving behind it, man. But, like, it's going to be crazy how, like, the playoff, like, teams, chemistry. I wonder if Lakers going to have team chemistry. I know LeBron's taking his players to underscore's location, trying to get them back. But, like, overall, who do you think realistically is going to be affected by the left? To be honest, I feel like it's going to be the Clippers. That's how I feel. I'm not being hating on them. That's how I feel. Kawhi, he's healthy, but he's an injury history. Injury history. Paul George had an injury history. I just feel like Clippers are going to get – like, it's going to affect them chemistry-wise, and I just feel like they're not going to be able to execute well down the stretch in the playoffs.
Well, for me, like, they didn't really have a whole lot of chemistry to begin with. You know, if you remember, Paul George started the season injured.
Mm-hmm.
They have some other pieces that just came along. They still haven't played Joakim Noah yet.
Uh-huh.
You know, are they going to plan on keeping him?
Yeah, because even though I know they signed him to a 10-day, because we signed the Morris brother, then Joakim Noah, and then pandemic happened. So, you know, what up, E-Rod? And everybody, shout out to everybody in the Facebook stream, man. Appreciate y'all.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What do you think? And I did hear this. What do you think about our chances of getting Boogie back and possibly, have you heard anything about them possibly having some kind of deal where Boogie could possibly be re-signed to come back this season?
No, I haven't heard anything about that, but I think if that would have happened, we would have to cut somebody, you know.
Off who would they cut?
Probably
Who would you cut?
For Boogie? Jared Dudley. Jared Dudley.
He should have, like...
Easy.
I mean, like, for me, I don't know why they cut Boogie in the first place for the Morris.
It's because of the Morris thing, I think. The Morris signing makes sense, and maybe Roplink was like, okay, we're going to cut you, but wink, wink, you know you're going to resign anyway. We're going to use our practice facilities, and it is what it is. You know, but you'll be all right. We got you. So that's why I think it's going to be something like that. That's why. And if Boogie's healthy, Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, AD, if – here's the thing. That's what I was going to ask you. If Boogie Cousins never got injured, I guarantee you there would be no Dwight Howard. Boogie and Anthony Davis would be unstoppable. Man, oh, man. DeMarcus Cousins is a beast when he's fully healthy and when his mind's right. He can put up 25 points, 15 rebounds a night. Easy.
I was 100% unhappy to find out that he got injured playing a pickup basketball game.
Yeah,
I was so upset by that, man.
I saw that news in the store, and I was like, damn it! During in the store, like loud, and people like, what? I'm like, Boogie got injured. I'm like, oh, who's Boogie? I was like, NBA player, big time Laker. He's a big time player, a Laker fan. Oh, okay, and as soon as I said that, their phone started to go off because they were fans of the NBA, like they're Kings fans. So they're just talking mess.
The Queens.
Yes, yeah, Sacramento Queens. Let's see. We got. Let me see. Okay. So, do you think this is LeBron's MVPs? Do you think this is LeBron's last MVP season?
The way it was looking, Big Baby, LeBron looked good. He missed a step at all.
Yeah.
I don't see a decline in his game at all. Like some of the, you know, analysts, like, you know, you got your Skip Bayless out there. He's always critical of LeBron.
Yeah. But,
I mean, you're 17. He's averaging 27 points, almost 8 assists a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is his MO. Like, I feel like he's been – this season he's been playing the best basketball in a while. I think he that groin, you know, does look like it's, you know, a little bit more healthy than last year.
Yeah.
He did miss a few games this mm-hmm. year, but they've been off for a while, so I think that the time off may prove that, you know, that we're going to have more momentum because LeBron is going to be 100% healthy, AD is going to be 100% healthy, and I think that our chances are really, really strong now, so the layoff may have been working in our favor.
Yeah, I agree. And shout out to Denzel from Hood Takes, and shout out to Don from Hood Takes. Appreciate support, man. But I want to ask you this question. This was on Hood Takes' podcast last night. They talked about it. I want to ask you. Shout out to Denzel. What ring is more valuable, Kevin Durant's or Dirk Nowitzki's?
Ooh.
Shout out to Denzel.
Ooh. From Hood Takes. Gonna really answer that question?
Yeah, because they had it on their channel, and I just wanted to get your thoughts. And that was a good podcast last night, man. Go listen to them. Hood Takes on Denzel Facebook. He's in the comments.
You want me to give you my honest opinion, like from a fan's perspective or a basketball's perspective?
Whatever you feel that needs necessary, man. Whatever you feel. I just want to get your thoughts on it because they had some interesting comments on it. You know.
I hope my wife's not watching this live stream. But I'm gonna say Dirk, man.
Mm-hmm. Dirk.
I'm gonna say because they got their championship out the mud, man. Like, because they beat so many, they beat LeBron, they beat Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
All in the same season. And they mm-hmm. was like they never, like, you never saw that coming.
Yeah.
You know, like 2011. I'm thinking we about to three-peat. You know, we about to get another three-peat. And then we got the Mavericks. I said, oh, that's an easy sweep. We lost the first game. I said, all right, let's regroup. And then it started getting worse to the point, like, the last game they got swept.
Yeah.
Like, they got beat by almost 30 points.
Is it that's
so what I'm like, and then you got Andrew Bynum out there knocking around J.J. Barea. You know, it just looked bad for us out there, and I was like, wow. Like, I didn't think that we was going to go out like that, especially to the Mavericks.
Yeah, same here, man. That series, it was just Dirk was just on another level that year. Shooting mid-range jumpers, three-pointers, going in nothing but net. Just that Dallas team was making timely shots, playing that tough defense. Deshaun Stevenson's playing during that playoff run, hitting big-time threes. But, yeah, see what rings more valuable. Well, I feel like any ring is more valuable. It's a championship, you know? But if you
see better, you're right. Look what it said.
Better say Dirk, the blasphemous from. Not this guy, but I don't got any problems with KD, man. You know, me and him
matter. I like KD. I really
me and him matter issues on Instagram, but we're good now.
I like KD, but, you know, man, I guess I have to go ahead and give it up, man, because.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've never said it. And, like, you put me on the spot. But I had to set the record straight. I have to be objective. This is our show, so
yeah.
I want to be able to.
You can keep it real, too, on Laker Now. You know? Keep it real, too. It's tough, but I feel like any championship is, you know?
I hate the Mavericks. I can't stand the Mavericks.
I hated them that year, but overall, they deserve it. You know, Dirk deserved the ring, but everybody's talking about rings and stuff. Two is better than one. I know KD had Clay and Steph and all them, Draymond, Iguodala, Sean Livingston, and Andrew Bogut, but I feel like Dirk, in a sense, is more valuable because he went through a lot. He beat Kobe. He beat LeBron. He had an amazing playoff, so I'm going to go ahead and give it to Dirk.
Because they didn't really have no big name superstars.
Yeah.
Even though Dirk is a Dallas Maverick star, but he's not mentioned up there with like a KD or a Kobe or LeBron because of the era that he played in. Like, he has so many people that play in his era. He never really got the recognition that he probably deserved because he played in the era with all those all-time greats. So he's kind of almost like an afterthought.
Yeah, shout out to Denzel from Hood Takes, and shout out to Don for sharing the stream. Shout out to everybody in the Facebook stream, man. Appreciate, you know, it's the first episode. I like it. Love the journey, man. Very excited for more things to come. So, you see here, real quick, hold on, do we got questions? Okay, E-Rod said, I think KD, but Dirk. Yeah, I agree, E-Rod. Yeah, but Dirk, he did have Sean Marion, you know? He had him, he had Tyson Chandler playing at the highest level, you know, that year. They just deserve it to win it, you know? That year with the Miami Heat, LeBron, they weren't comfortable together yet, you know what I mean? They had their lapses. Dirk was playing amazing that finals, and Dallas won it. And I feel like Dallas just won it one time. They said, we're done. We don't care about winning anymore. That's what it seemed like, because ever since then, they haven't got back to that level of competition. They have talent. They got Luka Doncic, Porzingis, Seth Curry. You know, they got a great group of talent, you know? Rick Carlisle is a good coach.
Did you say Rick Carlisle is a good coach?
Yeah, he's talented. He's a good coach. I like him as a coach.
That's the reason why I don't like the Mavericks.
Why? Because Rick Carlisle?
I don't like Rick Carlisle.
You don't like his plan. You don't like his coaching style, huh?
Like, I don't like his coaching style.
Yeah, a lot.
And I don't really like how they misused Rondo when they had him.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like the Mavericks really made Rondo look like he was washed. Then he turned around and went to Chicago and balled out. Then he went to New Orleans and balled out.
Yeah, so, okay. But I remember that year, that's when Rondo was bringing up the ball, looks at Rick Carlisle, and they started yelling and screaming at each other. Then Rondo, like, yells at him and goes to the bench, and he didn't care about getting benched.
Exactly. Like, but Rondo's like that type of player. Like, he's like that type of player. Like, you have to have a strong-minded coach.
Yeah.
And Rick Carlisle is not a strong-minded coach. You know, the Malice in the Palace happened on his watch.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. And yeah, that's.
I ain't going to try to blame that on him.
Yeah.
But like, if you had a strong mind coach or whatever, that would.
Like a Doc Rivers in that situation, yeah, or Greg Popovich. Yeah. I stand what you're saying. Yep. Yeah. But I just like his.
Yeah.
I just like his X's and O's. You know, that's how I feel about him. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's a smart guy. I mean, he wouldn't be an NBA coach and last this long and, you know, won a championship. If he couldn't do the job, but I just
Yeah. I'm since this is Laker now, we gotta talk about it since it's on this channel. What is your thoughts about ESPN ranking Kobe 9th all time list?
I think it's stupid.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's blasphemous, stupid. Why would they do that? You know, people need to start respecting Kobe. And I'm getting sick and tired. I'm getting so sick and tired of this LeBron, Michael Jordan debate. I'm done with it. I'm getting sick and tired. They need to start putting Kobe in it. You know what I mean? And they even before he passed, they should have threw his name in because people were still bashing them. Oh, he's ranked 120 or 167th all time. Not all time, but player rating for that. It was towards the end of his career, but they still rate 197th. Nah, certain, for me.
Certain things just should be off limits if someone passed away.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think that certain things, like, you know, the man is not even here to defend himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
And we have all these highlights and distant memories and whatever, and you know, we at this point we'll never know.
We'll never know, man.
We played in different eras. We just won't know. So yeah. I'm really getting tired of the different back and forth debate, because I'm gonna say this right now: Kobe was the greatest basketball player of all time. That's what I'm gonna say right
now. You already know the vibes, yes, sir. Yes, you already know the vibes. Kobe Bean, Mamba, let's get it.
Say, man, that's what I'm gonna say. I'm going to say that right now. So
yeah, Kobe's the greatest of all time, man. I don't care. Michael Jordan, LeBron, it is what it is. It's Kobe Bean Bryant, you know? But yeah, it's crazy, man. But also, damn, people are coming. Shout out to my cousin Jacob in the stream. Shout out to Danny Romero. Shout out to Corey in the stream, Devo. Shout out to everybody, Don, everybody in the Facebook stream, man. Appreciate you guys. First episode of Laker Now. Love it, man.
Let's go.
Do you have any closing moments, topics that you want to talk about?
I just really just want everyone to know that this stream is going to have a lot of passion. If you're a Laker fan, yep. You're going to find value in this live stream. We're going to definitely try to bring energy. We're definitely going to bring Laker content, try to be the best Laker podcast that's out. We did have some issues starting off with a group about logo issues and things like that. Just, you know, this stream hasn't even been hasn't even got started yet. And then we get into some issues with in another podcast that hadn't streamed in 5 months.
Yeah.
So I know Big Baby had dealt with that. Did you want to kind of, you know, talk a little bit about that?
It is what it is. I'm moving forward and let's keep it pushing. You know, it happened and it is. We're on bigger and better things and it is what it is. And also, guys, I'm still going to do my Big Baby Jonathan Sports podcast. Starting at 6:30 instead of 7:30 because we go live on Fridays now at 7:30 for this channel. So I'm going to start going live at 6:30. I still got my other channel with Jonathan Mathis. So I'm pretty busy, you know. So if you want to schedule, just DM me. We can set something up, you know, maybe weekends too. So let me know.
Definitely. And also on Out of Bounds, we're going to have Trevor Lane on. Also, Big Baby is going to be on that podcast on Wednesday for the Out of Bounds Sports Podcast with Trevor Lane.
Yeah, man. And, I'm thankful for this journey, man. I'm looking forward to Lakers Now. So everybody on Facebook that has a YouTube channel, go subscribe to Lakers Now on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Lakers Now, all social media platforms, man. I'm looking forward to the new journey, and we're going to be coming up with some great guests very soon, man. Just wait.
Yep. And just make sure y'all, you know, turn those notifications on. We're going to definitely bring the heat. You know, that's all I have for tonight, man. Big Baby, you got anything else?
No, not really, man. So until then, looking forward to the new journey, man. And until then, you guys have a blessed, positive night. Go Lakers, and Kobe's the man. Kobe will always be the GOAT. You know what I mean? Mamba out.